Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be unto the Most High God. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Without Him, we can do nothing. But through Him, we can do all things. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We give God glory, praise, and honor, because truly He is worthy of the praise. Awesome is He. Praise you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. Praise you, Jesus. Well, at this time, praise God, we're going to have a reading, and then we're going to prepare ourselves for, glory to God, our prayer time, thanking God again for being in His presence. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and our choice, I know it's mine, to rejoice and be glad in Him. Praise God for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. Thank God for the whole armor of God. Thank God for the weaponry that He's given us to walk on this journey here in the earth realm. Praise the Lord. The Word of God, let us know, says, you shall compass me, compass us about with songs of deliverance. Salah. We ask that you will instruct us, that's us speaking to the Lord our God, and teach us the way which we should go. We ask that you will guide us with your eye. We ask that we will not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bits and bridles, lest they come near unto you. Praise the Lord. And now our other reading will come out of related to Psalms 103 in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. Father, we give you your glory. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For he is our Lord, who forgives us of all our sins, who heals us of all our disease, who redeems our lives from destruction, and who's crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfies our mouth with good things. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word says in Psalms 103 that you will renew our youth like the eagles and execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed, that you give your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us mercy for those who fear you, and that your mercy is everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, Lord, for removing all our transgressions. We bless the Lord and all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In Jesus' name I pray, and to God be glory. Amen. Bless the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves, everyone, for myself and everyone that we pray for today, and ask that you will send forth your word to heal them, as we ask in Jesus' name, to deliver us from our destruction. Father, we thank you for sending your word forth to heal us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you for delivering us from all destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Lord, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good and acceptable and perfect to what your will is. By grace given unto us, show us how not to esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank you, Lord, for the spiritual gift that you have been given unto us, that we may prophesy in proportion into our faith and to teach according to your precious word and to exhort and to give liberty and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us how our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor what is evil and cling to which is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor and give preference to the one another, not lagging in diligence, to be fervent in spirit to serve. You, Lord, dear Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulations, and we shall continue to distribute to the needs. Praise the Lord. To the needs of the saints and to be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be the same mind toward one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with humility. We will not be wise in our own opinion. We will not repay anyone evil for evil. For your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord for vengeance. It is yours. Therefore, we will live peacefully with all people, win people, and be overcomers through Christ. Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to the one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Heavenly Father. In Christ Jesus' holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And to God be the glory. We thank God. Glory to God for those prayers. Oh, glory to God that was recited. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Out of the prayer handbook, we bless God. Glory to God, because this is a time like never before to walk in love, to walk in obedience, to walk in submission to the Lord, to find out what his word is saying. So, God, we come in your presence today with thanksgiving, asking you to search our hearts. Anything that's found in our life that's not lining up with your word, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We give glory and praise to you, my Lord Jesus, and our Father. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We give praise and thank you, Lord God, for giving us your word, hallelujah, and teaching us how to allow your word, hallelujah, to abide in us, that we abide in you, that glory to God, we can be able to come to the throne of grace boldly and obtain mercy. God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you do at all times. Thank you that your word is alive. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be a people that can use your word and giving us wisdom how to use it and how, glory to encourage and build and glory to God and come in alignment and walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah, the agape with one another and those, glory to God, that persecute us and bring harm and try to, glory to God, misuse us and accuse us and abuse us. God, you've already been through, so we can go through. So teach us the more how to humble ourselves and take on your word as your armor, glory to God, and stand on the promises of the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us going in and coming out. God, we love you today. We appreciate you today, and we adore you. God, help those not be words, glory to God, idle words out. But, Lord, let us be to a place that we will not praise you, glory to God, for what we can get or, glory to what we want to obtain, God, or what you've already done. But praise you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts, most of all for the salvation. Help us, glory to God, hallelujah, to keep looking to the hills which cometh our help, realizing it comes from you, and walk by faith and not by sight. So we can be the vessel that you can channel your anointing through, that we'll not be conformed to this world, as glory to God has said in Romans 12, that we'll not be conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our minds through your word, God, submitting and committing ourselves to you. Ah, God, we want to use these gifting that you've given us to see the sick, and glory to God, those that are hurting and those that are abused, and those, glory to God, are sin sick. Glory to God, I don't know you in the knowledge. I mean, I have any knowledge of knowing you in the pardon of their sins. God, we are praying, glory to God, that we'll be able to be a vessel, glory to God, that can speak and decree and declare what your word says and see it manifest. See it come, glory to God, to fruition in the name of Jesus. So we pray for those that have heart trouble, those, glory to God, heart trouble, glory to God, in their spirit, man, all, glory to God, brokenheartedness, because you said in your word that you came to bind the brokenhearted, set the captive free. You told us, glory to God, in your word that you said by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wings. You sent your word. You desire for us to prosper, be in good health as our soul prosper. Help us to be a people, glory to God, that we will obey your word. You said, if you love me, glory to God, you'll keep my commandments. Help us to recognize the error of our ways and not deny and justify. God, we are praying for those, glory to God, not only sick, glory to God, because their heart was broken that way, but also sick in the physical body. For God, you gave us these giftings, glory to God, that we can lay hands on the sick, and then we can also send your word out in the name of Jesus, speak and decree some things and be the manifestation. We pray for those with sugar diabetes and those that have cancer to be, for it to dry up, glory to God, and not to return. We pray, well, at the drop, at the root, we are praying for those, glory to God, going through sugar diabetes, those that are going through arthritis, all types of arthritis and crippling diseases that come up against the body. We come against, glory to God, those that are having lung diseases or respiratory problems. We pray for those that are having, glory to God, problems with brain problems, with tumors and aneurysms, and people that are going through with stuff going on in their bloodline. We plead the blood of Jesus over those, glory to God, that are going through kidney failures, and God, those kidneys will function as you ordained it to be. And we pray, glory to God, for those that's going through with gout and other ones that are going through with different kinds of other ailments in their bodies, in the name of Jesus. Even with the eyes, the ears, the nose, the throat, glory to God. Even things that the enemy is trying to blind people, glory to God, not only in spirit, keeping them in darkness, but also in the natural. God, your word is true. And God, you use us as vessels, God, to carry your word and for to live a life that's supposed to be holy and righteous. We are praying for yokes to be destroyed with all these confusion and chaos with people with bipolar and all kind of mental illness and mental challenges and dementia and whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus, glory to God, for that awakeness and for that awareness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing those, glory to God, that are caught up, glory to God, and in different type of religious, glory to God, sacrifices, this, that, and the other, instead of sacrificing themselves, as the Bible says, as Paul talks about it in glory to God in Romans, glory, therefore, by the mercy of God, we present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. God, we are praying, glory to God, because you said that's our He said that's our reasonable service. God, help us remember that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be there. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ah, if only we had ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Those that have an ear, let them hear. God, we are praying that we won't be denying and justified and making excuses and trying to make the word work for us the way we want it. God, you said the word is not for no private interpretation. Ah, God, as high as heaven is from earth, is your word, glory to God, is your ways, glory out from ours and our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, so God help us. Help us to be the vessels that you're calling for in these last days to yield and obey what you say in Jesus' name. So we love you. We appreciate you. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for harmony in the body of Christ. We are praying, therefore, glory to God, that people will come into alignment with what your word is saying and do as you called us to, glory to God, to be, hallelujah, holy, holy and righteous people. Glory to God, disciples for Christ. You said they're going to know that we are your disciples by the love we have for another. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, glory to God, that we will speak, glory to God, hallelujah, and esteem others more highly than ourselves and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Oh, we are praying, glory to God, for the life of our children. In the name of Jesus, the future church that you're calling for. In the name of Jesus, that they will become aware and have knowledge of the truth and walk in it, and we'll be an example in life and men mentors, glory to God, that they will see the Christ in our lives. In the name of Jesus, help them, God, to stand on the word and not to yield to temptation. Everything that the enemy is sending out now with all these different voices and got them, glory to God, chaos and confusion, and don't know what the truth is and don't believe there is a truth concerning Jesus Christ. We are praying, glory to God, against the voices of the enemy that got them feeling hopeless and helpless and thinking, glory to God, there is no way out. We plead the blood of Jesus. We are praying truth will come to him. We bind up the spirit that the enemy is sending out for brainwashing through the internet, through the chat room. Glory to God, through every means he can use, the television, even for those that are walking the street, glory to God, sending all kinds of messages all through the television. Everything you can think of, glory to God, the enemy is using, glory to God, to bring mass confusion and to try to pull a lot of our youth off track, glory to God, with murder and gangbanging and, glory to God, suicide and bullying and whatever else that's out there. Oh, now, glory to God, even more, trying to make it even norm. Oh, a man and man to be together, woman and woman to be together, and even going all the way down to in our homes, glory to God, where two parties of that are of the same persuasion, glory to God, can adopt. And here it is, the heterosexual. Trying to bring together a man and woman to have a glory to God, babies to adopt. Oh, they have a hard time. But all these other ones, glory to God, is brainwashing the children so they can be in those kinds of homes. They influence them, glory to God, that this is how to live. A man and a man, two mommies, two daddies, all that other foolishness. But devil, you are lying. It will never be right in the eyes of God, and he will never change. Not even one jot or tittle of his word will change. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're praying, glory to God, for an awakening. We're praying for truth to come forth. We're praying that we'll live a life, because there's too many believers, glory to God, are swayed over to the other side, glory to God, trying to live a life in the world and also trying to, glory to God, perpetrate and say they're living for Christ. Oh, they want fire insurance and life insurance and glory to God, health insurance. Glory to God, to stay out of hell, and glory to God, to live a life, but still you do anything you want to do and still make it in. Nobody can preach you in. If you're not living it, you're not going to make it in. You can tell all the lies they want to when we get ready to leave here, but it's not going to make no difference. And even while you're still alive and pretend, glory to God, you can do this and do that and still live saved. Oh, well, glory to God, already done said, glory to God, said nope. And no flesh, no glory in his sight. Hot or cold, lukewarm, you're going to spill out. And the name of Jesus, he's so merciful. He gives us chances. But when we determine to still live like we want to live, glory, I'll be just like them five but foolish. Glory to God, virgins, the five wise made it in. God, we are praying like never before that we'll have our all in on, glory to God, continuously and building ourselves up daily, most in our holy faith, and glory to God, guarding our heart with all diligence in the name of Jesus. Be not a partaker of another man's sins. Oh, we can't be hee-hawing and glory to God and in and out with, glory to God, the things of the world and still yet trying to, glory to God, thinking that God's going to accept us when we're trying to live double a life. You say, glory to God, we'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. Lord, help us to bear fruit that's going to glorify you. Help us, glory to God, to stand on what your word is saying and deny this flesh, because it's craving for what it wants. But glory to God, in order to deny it, to take on Jesus Christ, we got to crucify it. So we ask you, Lord, for that help, and we ask you, Lord God, for us to be aware and wise enough to recognize the error of our ways so we won't have to be making excuses for it. We know what's right and wrong, but sometimes there are things that go on. You said, my people are straw for lack of knowledge. But when you bring knowledge to the table and when you bring awareness and bring the light, we need to make sure that we are yielding to, glory to God, the righteousness of Christ Jesus. We love you today. We appreciate it. Forgive us the more. And we pray, glory to God, for those children, that young people and young adults that have given their life to the Lord, that they will be able to stand and be strong and be encouraged and have good mentors around them. Praying that we do better as believers as well. Hallelujah. And praying, glory to God, that you strengthen them, that they'll continue to stand and teach and preach the word of God. They'll make a difference in society. Glory to God, they may make a difference, hallelujah, in this world. We're blessing you for them, God, that you will continue to open up their ears to hear and give a deaf ear to those things that like you, and give, glory to God, a mindset to continue to press and pursue, and help us to be in position, glory to God, that we can call people out of darkness into the marvelous light for the life that we are living and for whatever you give us to do. God, we are praying, glory to God, for those that are struggling, glory to God. They might be on the verge, and then the enemy is about to use something to snatch them, glory to God, out from the place that God called them to be. God, we ask you, Lord, for the healing and deliverance and protection and shield. And we pray, glory to God, for the parents. We pray, glory to God, for those that are striving to be parents and go over there that are struggling. Bless them and help them and give them wisdom, God, in their parenting, also in their marriages and relationships. Praying for the youth, glory to God. Have respect, glory to God, for their parents and for the elders. In the name of Jesus, open up their hearts and their minds that they may be able to hear truth. Open up their ears, glory to God, that they may be able to see the word of God. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We are praying, glory to God, against murder, glory to God, and this gang banging, and glory to God, and homosexual acts, and this bleeding of blood of Jesus, even some that want to practice witchcraft, and others that are caught up in so many things that they shouldn't be. I plead the blood of Jesus, the prayer of awakening and awareness in the name of Jesus. Heal, God. Heal their hearts. Some of them are broken, for so many have been abused. Some men, glory to God, have been raped. Other ones are held in captivity, glory to God, being slaves to situations. Other ones are slaves, glory to God, by something they got into and thought it was different. Oh, glory to God, and some of the things they've been influenced by. In the name of Jesus, and things that they're doing that some don't want to do, but sometimes because of fear, sometimes because they want to be accepted, glory to God, and want to be validated, and others, glory to God, because of generational curse. We curse and bind that up and cancel assignment of the enemy that he'll loose his hold right now in Jesus' name and heal and deliver and save, God. We are praying, glory to God, even in some of those homes, parents need to be saved. They might be doing best they can on morals, but God, we know, glory to God, being good is not going to get us into the kingdom and not going to be in a place to be accepted by you. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing. We bless even those charities and those ones that are out there trying to do things, Lord, out to help the youth and trying to get them on the right track and encourage them too as well. Lord, we just bless you so much to pray for all the time. We pray for this prayer line, Lord, our divine connection, and for these vessels that you bless faithfully to come on to pray and seek your face and to minister the gospel. Thank you for the man of God that came forth, Minister Black, last night in love, and so many details and so much revelation of encouragement, things that we know and some things we need to be sharpened and refreshed, and other things, glory to God, were brought some truth in some other parts, glory to God, for us to be, glory to God, more conscious of, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, bless him. And pray, glory to God, as we hear the word and hear these prayers, that we don't take nothing lightly and for granted, that we strive every day for more of you, because the enemy is busy and always doing things and always have an avenue to try to bring destruction. But we are praying, glory to God, for your mercy and your grace, and thank you for that blood covering over us every day and every night. All glory to God, and the angels be encamped over our families, over our loved ones. And glory to God, as we pray one for another as well. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. And we also want to continue to pray for our leaders. God, with so many are falling away, but some, glory to God, compromising. Others, glory to God, that got caught up in the things of this world. God, waking them up and pray God's conviction that they'll get back and remember, glory to God, there's only one God. And he says he's a jealous God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are looking to him as the author to finish our faith. We are praying, glory to God, for whatever the situation that got them caught up, that they will release it and let God come in and heal and deliver and get out of that place of greed and desire to appease the flesh. You told us down here, glory to God, we are foreigners in land. You gave us a glory and assignment, and you want us to be blessed here, but we don't want those things to control us, glory to God, and dominate us. We're supposed to be dominated and be in a place that we'll be the first, glory to God, to always point everybody to Christ Jesus, because Jesus came with no reputation for himself, always supported us to the Father. We are praying, glory to God, for those that have just that even need healing for encouragement. God, we bless you today. We honor you today, and we thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah, for your love that you gave us to love you back with. And we pray, glory to God, for blessing each one of these prayer warriors' homes, the ones that are listening. Pray, glory to God, for healing and encouragement. Pray, glory to God, for their families. Pray, glory to God, for deliverance and healing in our families, too, as well. So much is going on, but help us not to let that distract us and keep us, glory to God, from obeying the Lord. Because at the end of the day, you said every man got to work out his salvation with fear and trembling unto the Lord. So help us to remember to do like Jesus. Pull aside from everything and everybody to pray. Seek out your faith. And glory to God, get back in the race and do whatever we have to do and to be led by your spirit. Don't let our trials and tribulations overtake us and manipulate us and cause us, glory to God, to deviate off the path. We need each other. We need prayer. We need, glory to God, faithfulness. We need loyalty, Glory God, to Christ and to one another, to stand, Glory God, as disciples for Christ. We love you today. We appreciate you, and we thank you for the blessings, and even those that are in a crisis that need financial blessings, spiritual blessings, oh, God, even those, Glory to God, that have some other needs. You said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Help us to wait on you, but help us to be steadfast too as well. In the name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify because you are certainly worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In the name of Jesus, praise you, Jesus. Bless God. We're praying right now that the Lord bless the lives going to be up before Mother McCormick, Mother Willette. Praise God. Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord. Trying to see if Pastor Bird, bless the Lord. And let's not see Pastor Bird right away. Elder Johnny May, praise God, amen. So we'll start in that first. Is everybody hearing me? Because keep having a couple of drop calls. So I don't know if there's anything going on with the lines or not. Praise the Lord. Is Pastor Bird on tonight? Is that Pastor? Or maybe that wasn't her. Amen. All righty. We'll start with the ones that I just said. I don't know what's going on with the lines. A couple of calls are dropping. But can you all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, then. I don't know what's going on. But we're going to go on with prayer. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Mother McCormick. Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God this afternoon, God. We just thank God for just being so good, Father. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, God. We ask you to forgive us for every sin and fault that we have said or done, God. We touch and agree with our Pastor Hub on tonight, Lord God, and all the prayer warriors that coming behind me. We touch and agree with them on tonight, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for this day, because we know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a God that sees and knows every problem and every situation that we are going through. We realize, Heavenly Father, God, if it had not been for you today, we could not have made it, but because of your grace and your mercy, God, that you have given us another chance to say thank you, Lord God, giving us another chance to walk and another chance to breathe the breath of life again, Lord God. It was because of you, Lord God. Nothing so great or good that I've done, but it was you, Father, and I give glory and honor to you. God, I ask you, Lord God, to look down on your people today. Touch mankind everywhere, Lord God, those that we know and those that we don't know. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word, because we know that your word, you said in your word in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. So God, we know that you have sent that word to us and deliver us from all our destruction and the things that we are going through. So, God, we put it all in your hands on this afternoon, Lord. We just want to stand. We just want to be what you would have us to be, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the word of God of last night. Even though I didn't hear a whole lot of it, but I went back over it today, and I tell you, I thank God for Brother Black that bringing forth the word on last night. I thank God for that, talking about that love, showing love, people, Lord God, and sometimes like denying ourselves, going forth doing things. So, God, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing, God, because you told us in your word to lift our eyes to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you, Lord God. And we realize the word also saying, whatsoever thing we ask when we pray, we believe it and you shall receive it. So we got to believe. If you ask it for something, you got to, when you pray, you got to believe that, and then you will receive what you ask for. So I just thank you, Lord God, for doing that for us, God, because you don't have to do it, but you look beyond our fault and you see our needs. You know what we need. You brought us from a mighty long way. I thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, that shed that sinner's blood back on Calvary Cross. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for him on tonight, Lord Jesus. I just thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray right now, God, for those that's going through the sickness in their body. I pray, Lord God, that you, God, I speak right now, I speak right now to those that's going through kitten problem right now. I speak right now to that kitten problem, that person all over the land, whoever they might be. I speak to it directly to the kitten problem right now. I speak right now to that blood pressure problem right now. I speak to that person that's carrying or that might be going through lupus right now, Lord God. I speak to that person that might be going through a lung problem. I speak to that fever problem right now in whoever it may be, even in a cancer problem right now. I speak on that cancer problem. I speak on that vein problem in whatever problem they may be having in their legs or their joints. I speak to that problem. I speak to diabetes right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to a breathing problem right now. I speak right now to that eye problem, stomach problem, digestive problem, teeth problem, liver problem, gout problem, a mind problem. I speak to all these problems right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you said that we have that authority to do these things in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for letting me know that I can, that the word of God said, speak those things as though they were. So I'm speaking in them declaring total, complete healing on people's lives right now, Lord God. Oh, I may not know who they is, but I know you know who they are in the name of Jesus. So I speak and I declare total, complete healing, and that you go in your spirit will go into the hospital and touch that man, that woman, that girl, that boy that might be on a breathing machine tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, I ask you, Lord God, to move on that person right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will touch their body right now, that breathing thing that's in their nose or in their mouth, that they will be able to just maybe just fall out, and when it do fall out, it be you, Lord God, doing the work in them, that they won't even have to have that breathing machine on them anymore in the name of Jesus, and that they will lift up, and they will lift up, and they will begin to breathe on their own. They'll begin to feel their legs and their toes moving. They'll begin to come up out of that coma, come up out of that breathing problem that they're going through right now in the name of Jesus. Because I know there ain't nothing more that you can't do in the name of Jesus. So, God, I speak it and I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Because you said in St. John 16:23, and in the day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. So we ask you right now, and it said, henceforth have you asked nothing in my name. Ask. And you shall receive that your joy may be full. So, God, I speak and I declare total, complete healing on people's lives right now, because there are so many people are going through sickness in their body. There are people in the hospital. There are people in the nursing home. There are people in their homes. There are people, Lord God, are walking the street, and they're sick, and they're still trying to work. They're still trying to do things. But, God, you know their hearts. You know their minds. And you know who they are in the name of Jesus. And your word tells us in Matthew 21 and 22, whatsoever thing you ask and pray, believe, and you will receive it. So we thank you for that word. That word is what we got to stand on. And say, and also said, what things shall we say? Let me get it right. It says Romans 8:31 says, and what then shall you say to these things? If God be for you, who could be against you? So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we speak these words. We speak and we declare the word. We get it in our spirit that we'll be able to know what the words say in the name of Jesus, so that we can be able to pray for people that's going through problems and situations in their lives. And I pray right now, Lord, and the word of God said, come therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you can find let us therefore come. I'm getting too wild up right now. And the comment says that, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So, God, I come in the name of Jesus because, God, you are so good. You are so wonderful. You are so merciful. And I just thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole. I pray for those that don't have water this afternoon, Lord God. Oh, God, you look at the situation of the water. So many, Lord God, don't have that good water, that clean water to eat or to have for their food or have the baby in. Oh, Father God, I pray for these people, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to look on the young people, Lord God. Look on children. Oh, God, you find children being kidnapped, children being people taking children from the prince, Lord God, getting kidnapped, and then they don't find the kids for a long time, and then sometimes they don't even find the child. Oh, God, we pray for that situation. We pray, Lord God, for those that's not saved on tonight, that you, Lord God, will let them come to the knowledge of the truth and let them realize, Lord God, that you is a savior of the world, that you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we can be saved. I pray, Lord God, for the family members. I pray that family members will come together and have love for one another and stop fighting one another and stop killing one another. I pray that they'll come together and have real love for one another. I pray, Lord God, for the nurses in the hospital. I pray, Lord God, for those nurses that they will be able, Lord God, to do in the hospital and treat people right, because even though they got a job, but Lord God, let them realize they got to have the love for the people that they, when they in those hospitals, that they don't be in there giving people wrong medicine and then something happened to them. God, I pray for these nurses. I pray, Lord, for the doctors too, Lord God. When you're God, I pray that the doctors will have enough rest. And when they go to do surgery on a person, that they will have enough rest to do the right thing, that they won't make a mistake and have the wrong person in the operating room doing this and that. Oh, God, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for everybody that's in the hospital. Lord God, even the worker, God, even though that works in the cafeteria, whenever they have to send the food out to people, sometimes they send the wrong food out. The people ain't asked for the food that they want. And, Lord God, I pray for it. And then sometimes they can't eat that kind of food. And then sometimes they may not know they can't eat it. And then they get sick off of it. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for these situations. There are so many little things that may upset or do wrong or help. People sometimes get sick of. And so, God, I pray for those little things that go on. I ask you, Lord God, to help those that need forgiving on tonight. God, help those that need their mind changed on tonight. Help those that need a change of heart. Oh, God, I pray that you touch those that's standing on the street on tonight that may not have nowhere to live, don't have nowhere to lay their head, and they got to lay their head on the street somewhere, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would look down on that little baby on tonight, Lord. Somebody has had a child, Lord God, and Lord, they got pregnant with the child, and Lord God, then they don't want the baby. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch some lovely person, Lord God, that they would be able to have that baby for them. They'll be able to have that child that they don't want, or whatever it may be, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to help us to speak up, Lord. Help us to speak up. And when we see things that need to be done, God, help us to open up our mouth and speak what the word of God said, that we'll be able to, Lord, help somebody and let somebody know there is a better way of life. There is a better way of living in the name of Jesus, because you told us in the word, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So help us, Lord God, to realize, Lord God, as we walk this journey, we must realize, God, that you is our author and our finish. You are the one that's able to see us through. You are the one that's able to give us the strength to stand and to go forward in a day and time like this. We realize, God, we can't make this journey by ourselves. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be today? So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch, Lord, and we bind up every kind of wrong spirit, anything that's not like God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord. Oh, God, you said let us not be weary and well do it, and due season we'll reap if we faint not. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God. Say, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. So we know, God, that there's more than two or three that's in the midst on tonight. So as we continue to pray and continue to call on the name of Jesus for the people of the world everywhere, for the government, for the law enforcement, oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for those working out on the highways, those that have to work out there and it's so hot. God, I pray that you'll touch their body, God. I pray that you will be with them, Lord God, because sometimes it gets so hot out there, and they may not even have the water that they need to drink, Lord God. And then sometimes some things happen to them. Lord, we pray, Lord, because that could be somebody, a husband. That could be somebody's son. Oh, God, that can be even young people now, young women out there holding the sign sometimes, trying to make an end meet, trying to get a job, just whatever way they can get a job. So, God, we pray for people, Lord, because people are struggling. People are going through different situations. People needing some help. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord, to help us, Lord. And I know you will, God, because you is a merciful God. You is a God that can and will supply all our needs. And you told us to lift our eyes to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you tonight. So, God, we thank you and we love you, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for those that's sick, because we know, God, that the word of God said 2,000 years ago with your stripes, that we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray for all the prayer warriors on the line on tonight. We pray for their families. We pray, Lord God, for those all over the world, everywhere. We ask you to continue to keep us, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Help us to hold on. Help us to keep the faith. Help us to realize, God, that we can't do this thing by ourselves. We need the word of God to help us to go forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus loves me. Excuse me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves us. Glory be to God. Father, in that name that's above every name, I bow my head to you. In reverence to you, Heavenly Father, to thank you that you are the living God, the faithful God, the God that loves us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are so faithful. Hallelujah. I thank you for everything that you're doing to work out your divine plan, purpose, and will for our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, for the prayers that have already gone forward, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you because, hallelujah, glory be to God, we don't have to fret not because of so many things that's going on in the world that's not good. God, we can rest in you and Lord God, be assured that what you promise, it is so in Jesus' name. Thank you for Jesus that sit at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. That's already, hallelujah, been the perfect sacrifice for all mankind, Lord God. Hallelujah. And to as many as receive him, they can become the children of God. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your presence this evening on this line. I thank you for your Holy Spirit.
spirit, Lord God, your anointing. I thank you, Lord God, for your power that breaks and destroys the yoke of every bondage on tonight. At the name of Jesus. Father God, we come, and as the scripture teach, we look to the hills from which cometh our help, for all of our help comes from you. And we thank you that, Lord God, you've taught us that we can come. Hallelujah. You have, I'll use this phrase, an open door policy. We can come to you at any time. And you want to hear from us because you love us. You are mindful of every situation, every circumstance we face. And you, your plan and purposes for us are good. And you want us to reach, hallelujah, that purpose that you have for us in Jesus' name. So, Father, we come before your presence. We're in appreciation for what you've already. You've spared lives from being struck by lightning. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. You've spared us from car accidents and other illnesses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives shall come to pass, glory be to God. Hallelujah, because you are, hallelujah, as the scripture teach, our Father. If you're born again, baptized, believer of the body of Christ, then yes, Jesus, hallelujah, Father God, you are our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, and we bless your name, we praise you, we worship you, we honor you because you are good, glory be to God. It's in your nature to be good. So when we say God is good, yes, it's rightly so. People should respond all the time. And all the time, yes, you are good. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That when the enemy comes in as a flood, you lift the standard against him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear. Lord God, the five senses in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us mobility, Lord God, the ability to move, to, Lord God, to think, Lord God, good thoughts, glory be to God. Those things that are of a good report, hallelujah. Think on your word, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, not just to think right, Lord God, hallelujah, but to speak right and to act right, hallelujah, be an example, hallelujah, have a mind like Christ, and Lord God, have, Lord God, those attributes, Lord God, that's in the Lord, we should be have developed those same attributes where even though people don't be nice to us, we do what you say when Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount. Bless them that curse us. Do good to them that despitefully use us. And pray. It's in the Word of God, and I thank you for it, Father God. Hallelujah. You want us, Lord God, to be different. You want us, Lord God, to look like Christ and to act like Christ. After all, hallelujah, when you created us in your image and after your likeness. So I appreciate that. We should be, Lord God, imitating you in the earth today so that someone can see that there is a different way. There is a better way. Glory be to God. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I appreciate you so much. Hallelujah. And I ask you, Lord God, for special prayer. I sometimes ask for special prayer for those that, Lord God, are not able to do for themselves, those that are paraplegics, those that, Lord God, hallelujah, except when come along a caretaker, a nurse, a aid, Lord God, a medical health care provider come along and assist them, Lord God. They may not be able to get any mobility at all, but I pray for people, Lord God. I pray for, Lord God, the ones who have paraplegic members in their family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for divine deliverance. Lord God, I know you know every situation, and it's like the man that was at the pool by Bethesda. He was there for, I believe it was 36 long years, my God. And God, Jesus came along and said, take up your bed and walk. Father God, I don't know exactly what it's going to take for some people that's been in a condition for so long a time, but I pray in Christ Jesus' name that you break the yoke of bondage, Lord God, that's keeping these people, Lord God, in these conditions in the name of Jesus. I would, Lord God, as what your word says, hallelujah, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door be open, seek and you're fine. Hallelujah. You said John 16:23, whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you will give it to us. Hallelujah. Why? So that if we ask, we shall receive, so that our joy would be full. That's what your word says. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it will be done unto you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You taught us in, praise God, Mark 11, to have faith in God. And if we have faith in God, we can speak to the mountain. In other words, speak to the situation and say, uproot yourself and be cast out. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and shall not doubt in our heart, but believe that those things that we say, the things that come out of our mouths, hallelujah, if we believe it and have the confidence that you're able to do much more than what we ask or think, Father, we can see changes in the earth. So I pray, Father God, for those that have been in medical conditions for so long a time. You know how they got there, Lord God, but we pray that you will bring about a change in their lives in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Father God, for all of those, Lord God, that need help this evening. Someone's, Lord God, been suffering with, and Mother McCormick said it so very well. She lists so many medical issues, Lord God. May have, Lord God, eye condition, Lord God, ear condition. I think she mentioned dental conditions, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we touch and agree, Lord God, and we pray for divine deliverance. Yes, yes, because you said to ask, and we shall receive. So I pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you would be with those that need special help on tonight. So, yes, we lift up the sick and shut in. We pray for those, Lord God, that have been, Lord God, bound by the demon of deception, have made people believe that, yep, you started this, you started drinking, you started smoking dope, you started whatever it was, immorality behavior, now you stuck and that's where you're going to be. The devil is a liar. He will make you believe that there is no escape. But with Jesus, there's always a way of escape. And his name is Jesus, glory be to God. So we pray for those that have been, Lord God, bound by the demon of deception, or God, have some form of illness, or Lord God, some stronghold in their life. We pray the sword of the Spirit with your powerful anointing will release those people that have been bound, Lord God, by this deception tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for divine deliverance. We pray, Father God, for people to have a changed mindset. You said, hallelujah, glory be to God. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, renew your mind with what? Praise God. With the word of God, what God says. Get in agreement with what God's word says. And hallelujah, I heard last night, obey the word of God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we decide that we're going to get in agreement with what the Father says for our lives, because, Father, you love us and you want the very best for us. So, Father, forgive us. Hallelujah. Forgive me. Hallelujah. If I've sinned and fallen short of your glory, ask you, Lord God, to blot out any transgressions in our lives. I pray that you forgive us for any unforgiveness, Lord God, in our lives. Hallelujah. Help us to learn to let go of those things, Lord God, and do what you say. If you said in the Sermon on the Mount that we need to love our enemies, it's in the natural mind would think that I ain't going to love that person. He going to get what God loves. But you say to love the enemy. If we do it your way, what an amazing thing that you work on the inside of us. Help us to get it right, Father God, because we know Jesus is soon to come, and we don't want to miss out on eternity. We desire, hallelujah, glory be to God, to be with you wherever you set up your kingdom, Father God. We want to be right there with you in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for our redemption. We thank you for our deliverance on tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray special prayer, Lord God, for our senior citizens, our children. Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, that need special, mind change, Lord God. We pray for those that have been contemplating suicide. We plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of suicide. We pray, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will send someone to give that person a reason for hope and let them know that if you blew the breath of life in us, you want us to live. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've given us what pertains to life and godliness, but we've got to learn to receive and take our good medicine, the word of God, so that we can live. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for those in authority, Father God, on tonight, those in leadership, Lord God. We pray for our lawmakers, our legislators. We pray for our government officials, Lord God. We pray for those in the police force. They need a whole lot of help because some of them have been making bad choices, Lord God. We pray that they get delivered from that, and if they don't get delivered, let them go find some work somewhere else. But, Lord God, we pray for our police force. We pray, Lord God, for all of those, Lord God, hallelujah, in the household of faith, especially those in leadership, the apostles and prophets, Lord God, and the pastors and evangelists and teachers, Lord God, and some people, for whatever reason, they've left out of the house of God, and how in the world can we affect change and, Lord God, the body of Christ to grow if we're not in the place where you have appointed us to be. We're supposed to be there so we can help, Lord God, build up the body so that they can be thoroughly furnished for every good work. Praise God. We pray, oh, Father God, tonight in the name of Jesus for people everywhere. We lift up our nation, Lord God, America. We pray, oh, God, that people will be shaken to the core where they realize it's time for me to make some changes in my life. And help them to realize that except they come to the Lord Jesus, change cannot happen. But we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy on tonight and your grace in Christ Jesus' name. We pray special prayer for, Lord God, that you remove. There's been so many storms. We pray that you take destruction out of these storms. Lord God, keep people protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. I pray prayer for those that are traveling, many people are yet. This is a season where people do a lot of traveling, Lord God, for vacation or whatever reason, Lord God. We pray for their protection as they travel to and from, Lord God, their destinations. We pray the angels of God, the special angels that you've given assigned to each of us to go before us, to keep us safe. Thank you for all those special, Lord God, miracles whereby you take us out of the natural and put us in the supernatural to save our, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you, Father. I pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus and touch and agree with other prayers that Minister BJ and Mother McCormick, especially those that are having trouble with digestive system problems, in the name of Jesus, heart issues, in Christ Jesus' name. We pray no blood clots, Lord God, and those, Lord God, any arteries that have been blocked, we pray that you will clear those arteries, dissolve any calcium buildup, no gallstones or kidney stones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, praying cancer and all these diseases are a thing of the past, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you give us liberty and freedom from sin, sickness, strongholds, Lord God, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And we ask you to nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness in the earth today. We honor you, Father God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we love you. Bless your people on this line. We lift up Minister BJ, her family, Lord God, continue to meet her needs. Matter of fact, continue to meet all of your servants on this line. Meet their needs, Father, according to your riches and glory, and help us to continue to be kind one to the other and love ye one another, just as Christ loved the church in Jesus' name. We love you, we bless you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace, Father. We lift you up tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being witness to all of the many prayers that have gone up sincerely unto you, Father. And we come in your name, Father, asking for your blessing, asking for your help. But, Lord, we want to say thank you. We want to praise you. We want to just lift you up as high as we can lift you up and as high as we can go. We are not high enough. But, Lord God, we come confessing our sins and our faults before you, Lord. Hallelujah. Asking you, Lord, to teach us. Teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Teach us how to live this life that you have given to us, because the things that you commanded us to do, Lord, you've given us power to do it. Help us to use that power that you've given us, Lord, to the best of our ability to increase the work of the kingdom, Lord. And when we enter a room where people see us, they see the light of the Holy Ghost in us, causing them to want to turn to you, Lord, because you are our all in all. Father, we realize tonight that you can do anything. It's nothing impossible to you, Lord. Help us to believe that with all our hearts. Father, we know that sometimes it is hard when you're going through something to believe something different, and you're in it, and you're in it, and you're in it for years and years and years. But your word said that if we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but that we acknowledge you in all our ways and you would direct our path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Father, teach us. Teach us, Lord Jesus, that we could be a light in somebody's dark world, Father, that we can be a strength to somebody that's fallen, Lord God, leading them to you and to the cross, Father, because we know it wasn't easy for you to go to that cross, but in obedience, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in obedience to your Father, you said you would go, and even though you had the power to call 10,000 angels down to rescue you, you stayed on that cross for my sins and of sins of others, Lord, all over the world. Not any God, say any race, creed, or color. You died for all mankind. And Father, we come tonight, and all the prayers have gone up. Everything has been mentioned, Father, but help me, Lord God, to ask you, Father, to help the abused child, that little boy that's being abused, that little girl that's being abused and feel like it's no hope, they can't tell anybody, they can't do anything, Father. That man or woman, Lord God, that's being abused, let them know that that is not your way. You said in the 139th Psalm that you told us in that Psalm how you feel about us. You said we're fearless, man, wondrously made. And that goes for everybody, Father. That's the way you feel about it. And for that reason, we should lift you up and praise your name more and let men and women, boys and girls everywhere know that there is a way out. There's a Savior, hallelujah, who loves you and he's willing to come to your aid, Father. Help us to keep our mind focused and stayed on you no matter what and how it looks, that we believe what your word says, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for those that are on the battlefield who's trying to make a difference, Father. Give them strength, a better understanding. Give all of us, Lord, strength and a better understanding of your word, that we'll be able to communicate as we go about our daily lives, Father. Every chance and every opportunity we get, we will lift you up, Father. For the people, Lord God, running into so many people that is deeply going into depression about this and about that. Men and women, boys and girls that are confused about their gender. They don't know what they are and who they are and what they want to be. But your word says, as far as I have read and as far as I understand it, male and female created he them. He never mentioned, and I believe in my heart that if there's been any difference, he would have said it. But he said male and female. And Father God, I understand that it's a lot of controversy and all, but your word is the word, and your word is right. It's righteous and holy. So we come, Father, against all of these people that's in high positions that have opportunities to scam people, and they're doing it all over in every sector of our lives. They're scamming. They just want a little more, and a little more, Father. But, Father, help us. Shield us, Lord, from these things, that we'll be wise. Give us discernment that we'll be able to see these things coming at us and be able to prevent them, Lord, through your word and your ways. And as Brother Black spoke last night on love and love and love, and the only way you can truly love somebody else is that you love Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, we lift you up. We lift you up, Lord. Oh, that men and women will see you on every turn. And those that don't know you, Lord, will come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and have faith in your word and trust in your word and spread your word, Lord God. Over and over and over, you hear the same thing. But I've been praying, and nothing's changed. I've been praying. Nothing's changed. Keep on praying and believing. And God hears and answers our prayers. And we thank him this evening. We pray for mankind everywhere. As far as humanity tries to soar, we pray, Lord God, that your word go forth and men and women, boys and girls are strengthened on their journey, Father. We pray for every person on this prayer line and everything that concerns them, Lord, whatever it is. We pray, Father, a strong and a mighty blessing blow forth over these thy people. And we pray especially for Pastor BJ, that she stands on the wall continuously. Lord, give her strength. Bless her home, her family, and all that concerns her, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And, Father, we ask these prayers in the strong and mighty, awesome name of Jesus. We ask these blessings to flow, Lord. Let it be a difference and people be able to see the difference, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. And I hold on to what his word says. We give you honor and glory. We ask these in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Easter, Katie. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We honor you tonight. We just thank and praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank and praise you for this night. Thank you for the word on last night, what I heard. I forgot to go back and listen to it today, but I thank you for the reminder that I will go back tonight and listen to the word, because what I heard was good. We just thank and praise you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your great mercies that you've poured out on us today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we come confessing that sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do. We don't live the way we're supposed to live. But, oh, Father God, we come bringing sacrifices tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, we come before you this night presenting our bodies as living sacrifices to worship you, to glorify you, hallelujah, to present, hallelujah, our prayers before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank and praise you for your loving kindness. We just thank and praise you for the Holy Spirit tonight, Lord God. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to continue to ignite us, to transform us, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you'll live throughout us, God, Holy Spirit, in every way that you will do what you were sent to do. Be our comforter, our teacher, our guide, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, I continue to ask you to continue to purify my heart, our heart. Continue to refine us in prayer. Help us to stay before you, Father, in prayer, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come tonight, hallelujah, asking you to stomp the farmers, hallelujah, as they're trying to get money to seeking help for their farms to keep them from foreclosures and all manner of drought and for equipment and things. And, oh, Father God, we bind up the spirit of prejudice in the land that's raging, in the land that because of the color of their skin, they get less than. But, oh, Father God, we know that you can make a way out of no way. And, oh, God, we pray that they'll seek you first. Seek first, hallelujah. Help us all to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that everything we'll need will be added unto us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for our farmers because we need them, Lord God, because when we look around in this old deceitful world, we see that the world is trying to, I can't even think of what you call it now, but they don't want fruit to grow. Hallelujah. They want to grow it in laboratories and all manner of evil. They don't want grapes or anything to grow. They're growing them without seeds so that they can't be planted anymore, but they'll be whatever they call it. But, oh, God, we need your help because we know you put food on the earth for the body, hallelujah, for the healing of our bodies, Father God. So, God, we pray for those farmers. We thank you that there are farmers that have a desire to want to continue to farm, Father. And, oh, God, they're telling us that the dandelions and things are just weeds to kill them, and all these kind of things are good for the body. Father, we need your help. God, give us wisdom to even know the difference, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray, hallelujah, that the farmers will pray unto you, God, that they'll call out to you, Lord God. And, oh, God, we touch and agree, hallelujah, in the spirit, and we ask you to heal our bodies and minds. Lord God, we thank and praise you for each and every prayer that have gone up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying for those in the New England area where there's heavy rain and flooding, washing away of roads and all manner of things. Lord God, we pray for their safety, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to keep them safe in this time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we come against every spirit, and we ask you, Lord, to have mercy on those that are calling evil good and good evil. Lord, have mercy, God. Help us, hallelujah, to tell them the right way, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying, Lord God, for troubled marriages, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Those that are in trouble, help them to seek you, Lord God. Help them to put you in the midst of their marriages in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we also praying for restoration of marriages, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Lord God, we're praying for young people all over the world, Lord God. Oh, God, help us, hallelujah, to teach these young people how to pray in the name of Jesus, that they'll be able to pray to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they won't always be seeking prayer, but they'll know how to pray for themselves. You told us to train up the children in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they won't depart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we bind every tactic, every trick, every scheme of the enemy when he's trying to bring gender confusion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you didn't make no mistake, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're even praying and believing for those in Ukraine, Lord God. Hallelujah. Where they're fighting a war against wickedness, Lord God. Father, we're praying for the Russians as well, Lord God, because I just don't, it's just hard to believe that they all on one accord with Putin, knowing the things that he's doing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just ask you to have your way in the war. Lord God, we pray that you keep Ukraine safe. We pray for our enemies as well, Lord God. We pray for this United States of America, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for you've blessed America continuously, Lord God. So, Father, now we're praying in the name of Jesus that America will bless you. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we speak over our lives, our families' lives, over the lives that we are praying for tonight, Lord God. We pray that you give them the desires of our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for food banks. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for those that have a desire to give, Lord God. You told us to give, and it will be given back to us. I know that's considering the finances, but, oh, God, you told us to give to the poor. So, Lord God, help us, hallelujah, to feed the hungry, hallelujah, to help the poor, because you did ask the question when the man asked, when did he not feed the hungry or clothe the poor? You said, when we do it to the least of them, we do it unto you. Help us, Lord God, hallelujah, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, Lord God, to help those that are without, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, I thank you for the prayer that went up for witchcraft and for the doctors and all, because I had a situation in the doctor's office and I heard the Spirit say witchcraft, Lord God. Could have given me the wrong medicine. But we come against the spirit of witchcraft in high places, in hospitals, those that are working in the neonatal care units, Lord God, with the newborn babies, those some in children's hospitals, doctor offices. Some of them are even in the schools where they want to have class, satanic class activities and things. Father, we come against these spirits in the name of Jesus. We come against witchcraft in our daycares, hallelujah, in colleges, law enforcement, in the name of Jesus. Even those that are building bridges and those doing architects, airplanes, and manor builders, those that are working on our cars, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus against every spirit that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for all things tonight, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we just honor you today for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, we just glorify your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, help us to continue to delight in you. You told us you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord. And, oh, God, we come praying for our enemies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to bless them, to keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just honor you with our substance, Father. We pray over our finances tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father, keep us, help us, hallelujah, your word, hallelujah, in our life. According to John 3, John 1 and 2 says, behold, I will wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Hallelujah, Lord God. So help us, Father God, to prosper in your word, in your will, hallelujah, that our soul will prosper. And, oh, Father God, we just honor you with our finances, Lord God. Help us to honor you with our substance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, because you give it to us, good measure. You said you give it to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Lord God. So, Father, we thank and praise you for financial blessings, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for how you delight in our prosperity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We even thank you, Lord, for how you give us power to get wealth, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just thank you for your goodness and your mercy that follow us all the days of my life, Lord, our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you give us all things that pertain to life and godliness, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank and praise you that we can delight ourselves in you. And you told us you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we need you today, Lord God, to be our banner, Jehovah Nisi, to be our shepherd. You are our shepherd. Jehovah Rohi, our healer. Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, Lord God. Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace, Lord God. Oh, God, we just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for being our righteousness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray for all the nations of the world today, God. And, oh, hallelujah, Lord, we're praying for those nations that have forgotten you, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray that they get it right before it's too late, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray for world leaders all over the world, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to come to know you as Lord and Savior, as Lord over all, in the name of Jesus, as King over all the earth. Hallelujah, Lord, because we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We need you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we thank you for how you order our steps in your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for those that are without homes tonight, Lord God, those that are sleeping under bridges in the elements, Lord God. Oh, Father God, give them a peaceful place to lay their head, Lord God. And, oh, God, we're praying for Sabrina tonight, Lord God. Father, we ask you to meet her every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying for all those that are sick in their body, those that are going through, Lord God. Oh, God, we speak in healing over all of our bodies, God, because we thank you, Lord. You told us by your stripes we were healed, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you that we not only speak it, Lord God, but, oh, Father, we walk in healing in the name of Jesus. No matter what it feels like, Lord God, we just thank and praise you for walking in healing. We thank you, Lord, that all things work together for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. And, oh, Lord, we love you tonight. Hallelujah. And we're called unto your purpose, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to, hallelujah, we thank you that we can love you with that agape love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we're praying, hallelujah, for those that have given up, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We come against every spirit of giving up, Lord God, discouragement. We praying for that girl, that boy that have low self-esteem, that have been beaten down so bad that they don't want to even hold their head up. But, oh, Father God, we pray for these children that are going through in the homes, in the schools, even those that are going through in these foster homes and adoption homes and things. Lord, have mercy on our children in the name of Jesus. We pray, hallelujah, for those that are going through with ADHD and ADD, all manner of things, Lord God, that the doctors want to put them on all manner of drugs and things, Lord God. And, oh, Father, help us to apply the blood of Jesus over our lives each and every day as we pray Psalms 91 over our lives, over our loved ones' lives, our family lives, our nation. God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for Psalms 91. We thank you, Lord God, because your word is bringing us through, Lord God. Help us to continue to stay in your word and in your will, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray, help us to continue to be doers. You told us to be doers of the word and not just hearers. Help us to be doers and not hearers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to remain steadfast and unmovable, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we honor you tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank and praise you, hallelujah, for every thought that you have toward us, God. Hallelujah. Thoughts are good and not evil. Lord God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. For this prayer line, we thank you for Apostle Hubbard, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for she's walking and healing, Lord God. And, oh, God, we ask you to give her the desires of her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray, hallelujah, as I said, for those nations that have forgotten you, because you told us in your word, you said, every tongue shall confess, hallelujah, and every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah. Lord, I wouldn't want to be the one that to be made to confess it, Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you that we confess you. We know you are Lord, you are God, you are Savior. Hallelujah, you are ruler of the earth. And, oh, God, we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, God, we continue to pray for Stephanie, Lord God. Hallelujah, as Mother McCormick said, all those that are on the ventilators, the respirators, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, as we pray for them, God. Oh, God, because you gave us air to breathe. Oh, Father God, open up the membranes, God, for those, all of those that are going through breathing problems, that we'll breathe your air. You are the air we breathe, Lord God. So help us to breathe in Jesus with every breath we take, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, we thank and praise you for each and every angel that you've assigned to us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Those that are warring on our behalf, those that are ministering on our behalf, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all things, Lord God. And you get the glory out of it all, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. As we pray, plead the blood of Psalms 91 over, Psalms 103 over our life, Lord God. How you load us daily with benefits. Lord, we thank you for every benefit, Lord God. Everything you've given us. In Jesus' name we thank and we praise you, God. Amen, amen.
Praise God. We have, thank the Lord for the prayers, and we have Minister Brenda, Evangelist, and Evangelist Noel next. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we give you honor and we give you praise. We thank you, Father God, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood covering of your Son, Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all the prayer that went up before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I ask you right now, Father God, to look upon the homeless, Father God. Father God, put a shield of protection all around them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Put a shelter over their heads, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will have some place to lay their head, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, open the door that they will have some place to have a hot meal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to look upon those behind the prison wall, Father God. Father God, give them a shield of protection around them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, give them a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness, Father God. Renew their mind, Father God. Give them a mind of Christ, Father God. Give them a heart of compassion to draw nigh to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to look upon our children, Father God, our grandchildren, Father God. We lay them at your feet, Father God. We ask you to save them however you see fit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, continue to let our light so shine, Father God, that they may see the Christ in you to draw, and that they may be drawn closer to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to look upon those elderly, those ones at the nursing home, Father God. Father God, put a shield of protection all around them. Comfort their heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, look upon the ones that are grieving today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You be the comforter, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you let them rest in you for in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Father God, to cover our enemy under your blood, Father God, under the blood of your son, Christ Jesus, Father God. Put a shield of protection all around them also, Father God. And you bless their going in and you bless their coming out, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look upon everyone in the fivefold ministry, Father God. You bless their going in and you bless their coming out. And Father God, continue to take them up to high heights and keep a death in you, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now to saturate each and everyone that have ailing in their body, Father God, with your healing virtue. For you said in your word, by your stripes they are healed and made whole, Father God. And you said no sickness is of you, Father God. So we just thank you for your divine healing in their body. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I uplift Apostle Mercy to you tonight, Father God. Continue to touch her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And whatever that situation is that going on with her, Father God, you work it out according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Father God, bless our leader, our shepherd of our house, Apostle Burton. Continue to take her up the higher heights of deeper death. And continue to take Apostle Hover up to higher heights of deeper death. And we continue to ask you right now to touch her body with your healing virtue, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you and I just praise you for blessing each and everyone in New Hope Deliverance Ministry. Continue to help us to walk on one accord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and walk in love. And we just thank you and we just praise you for what you're doing behind the scenes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Our evangelist must have just dropped off the line. Praise God. So we're going to ask Sister Rachel to pray, and then we're going to take our prayer request. Thank God for all the prayers that already went forth. Give her a few minutes, and then we're going to go right into our requests.
Father God, we thank you. We come lifting you up. We come praising you, God, for everything that you've already done, God, and for what you're about to do, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for Pastor Hubbard, God. We thank you for her always standing in the gap, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, withhold nothing good from her, God, because she is your servant, God. Each and every one of these prayer warriors, God. Lord, I thank you for them, God. Lord, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, because they encourage me to keep pressing on in you, Jesus. All our help coming from you, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the healing of the bodies, God. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing, God. You're putting families back together. You said our power lies in our tongue, Father. Oh, God, I speak it in the name of Jesus. Even though we don't see it, Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight. We see it coming to existence, Lord. We see it coming to manifestation, God. God, I thank you in advance for doing it, God. Lord, we thank you for healthy bodies, God, healthy minds, God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, God, closing our right mind, God, use of our limbs, God. Some of us have a little time getting up in the morning, so but we trust in you every step that we make, God. All our help and all our hope is in you, Jesus. It's not in man or woman, God, because you're the one created these bodies, God, and you're able to reinstate these bodies, God. And we look into the hills, 121 songs, which cometh all our help, because all our help cometh from you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the love thing, God. Lord, we thank you for loving one another right, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because you are a loving God. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He said it in his word. We can depend on the word of God. Yeah, God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for Teresa, God. Lord, you'll do it for somebody else too, God. Lord, if you can give her a kidney, God, you can give somebody else a kidney, God. Lord, if you can renew hearts, God, you're somebody else's heart, God. If you can straighten up a stroke, God, you can straighten up somebody else, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Cancer's not too hard for you, God. God, you said it in your word, God. Even the ones on the breathing tube, God, you can bring that out too, God, because you're a God all by yourself, Lord. You don't need no help, Lord. All we got to do is step out on faith and believe and pray and trust God, because I done seen him do it. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Father. Yes, Lord. We magnify you, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, anyhow, Lord. When we go through persecution, God, we'll give you the praise, God, because it's only to make us who you want us to be, God. If we don't ever go through nothing, how can we tell somebody that God will? I mean, yes, he can. Yes, Lord, I thank you. God, I give you the glory, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, how I love you, God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fresh anointing. Pour out your fresh anointing. Save the unsaved, God. Yes, God. Yes, give him a mind that want to come running, Lord, to say, what must I do to be saved, God? Oh, God, have somebody in place, God, to feed them the word of God. It's the only the word of God that is going to save us. Everything else is going to fade away. Lord, I thank you tonight, God. I thank you for being able to pray, God. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing right now in my life, God. Lord, I thank you for elevating me in you, Jesus. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you, because you're so worthy. Oh, you're so worthy, God. You are God all by yourself. Woo, Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a praise on the inside. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes all we want us to do is just praise him. Yeah, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, anything, for everything, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for every prayer. Don't let one hit the ground in the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. It shall come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. He deserves all the praise, all the glory, and the honor every day, all the time. Glory to God, as John, glory to God, 15:7 said, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done unto us. John 8:31-32 said, if we abide in my word and you are my disciples, indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Thank God for the truth, the word of God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to abide in it, trust him, and the answers that we need will manifest. May not be at the hour and the time we say, but if we wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he'll strengthen our hearts through the process. At this time, we're going to take any prayer requests that God bless and any praise reports as well. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the word. Thank God for you all being on, glory to God, on your post, and the prayers, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous that avail much. Amen. Prophet Bird is not on the line tonight, praise God, but if there is anything that the apostle, glory to God, has to say, we'll give that space while we're waiting for the Lord to take those prayer requests. Well, the apostle just dropped. Amen. But in the meantime, we're going to take those prayer requests now. So I just wanted to make sure we give that space, glory to God, to our prophet and apostle. But at this time, we're going to take these prayer requests. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Rachel came in my spirit when I was asked the Lord to bless my sister Rachel. God, you know everything about her. You know her desire and her heart after you and what she desired to do for you. So I'm praying, God, open up her understanding and more, open up her ears, continue to touch her body, bless her, glory, I strengthen her, let that word come alive even the more in her. And I pray, glory, you touch her body, keep her with a focus to trust you no matter what the circumstances are saying. Thank you for her mother too, the call is in her life. For Sister Rachel, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing those young men too, those grandbabies. In Jesus' name, God, put the angels of the Lord encamped about them too as well. In Jesus' name, we bless you, and we thank God for the report that's coming back for Sister Teresa, and thank God for her desire and her strength and her courage more to continue to fight the good fight of faith, laying aside all the weights, glory to God, anything that hinders, that she may be able to soar and go forth in the Lord and look back at those things only for a testimony, but thank God and move forward. So I bless God for her, as well as we thank God for Catherine, and thank God for the healing of her throat, her body, the kidney stones are being, glory to God, dismantled and broken up and destroyed. It will not be a reoccurrence, and that she drink the water, do whatever she needs to do to take care of herself, and even that new business, God. We pray, God, that she won't overwhelm her and she don't overtax herself and not get caught up, glory to God, having her body broken down. But she will bless and do what God required her to also take care of that temple, and pray that her blood pressure stay regulated in Jesus' name. As you bless her mother, glory to God, the Evangelist McCormick, that she continue to be strengthened and encouraged and continue to cast her cares and continue to bless her, God, to continue to stand in faith, touch her body, God, and whatever glory that she had before the Lord, we believe in you moving on her behalf. Ah, God, you said if we walk aright before you, hold no good thing from us. In Jesus' name. And we pray for Brother Black. And like he said, he did a little overtaxing himself on his body. But we're praying for his body right now. Strength and the wisdom of God to discern when those things try to come up on him and he's not being aware at that time. And help us all, God, so that way we can not give place to the enemy coming against our bodies as well. But strengthen him, encourage him, and touch his body, touch his mind, and keep him, go around and cover his family as well and those things that he had before the Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Any other prayer requests so we can pray? Pastor, believing God for moving on your behalf.
Pastor Hubbard, I would like for God to lift Apostle Mercer up in prayer. I talked to her yesterday, and she said that she was doing great, but her words were real slurred while she was talking on the phone. And I don't know, and I'm just praying that whatever's going on with her and her body, that God touch her body. And also continue to keep my two sons in prayer and my grandson. I'm still believing that God is going to bring them to him, their salvation.
Okay, pray for your two sons and your grandchildren.
My grandson, Cameron.
Grandson. Okay, one particular one. What's his name, son, then?
My grandson's name is Cameron and Kenneth and Charles.
Okay, then. All righty. Praise God. We're going to take the rest of the prayer requests, and then we're going to keep moving. And so I'm writing it down so we can make sure we cover it. Any other prayer requests that we can take them all? We have time to go ahead and write those and also pray for each one. Who else?
Yeah. And Pastor Pastor Burton.
Okay, Apostle Burton.
I'm having some tests done. Keep me up in prayer. Now all my blood work come back good.
Sister Rachel, test results. Come back.
They are good, I believe.
All righty.
Pastor Hubbard,
I
have a doctor appointment on the 12th. They want to do a test because he said that they're seeing kidney stone. I don't believe in God. My body is healed.
Yes.
But I with them on the
12th of next, this 12th of this month.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Test, okay. All righty, who else? Thanking God for the healing.
I have two requests. I have a cousin who never got over COVID, and she's in deep depression. And my supervisor also is got a giving up spirit and is in depression. Would you pray for them, please?
Yes, ma'am. The one that's in New York you were talking about. Your cousin, wasn't she in New York?
in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
That's right. We were praying for her. She comes in and up, but she went in this time, and she's been in there for a good while. And I know because she doesn't want to talk. She don't communicate anything. So she's still on the oxygen and all. But I'm believing God that she's healed.
Oh, they put her in the hospital?
No. I said she's...
Well, she's still at home. Okay, okay.
On oxygen.
Oh, I heard you say she's on oxygen, but I was wondering whether she was at home or at the hospital.
Well, she's at home.
Okay, then, okay. She's still at home. Okay. And then you say you're, then you say it's a co-worker?
That's right. My supervisor.
Okay, your supervisor.
In a bad depression and giving up spirit at all. Ready to throw in the towel.
The Lord knows. Deliver God her mind too as well. All righty then. If no more, we're going to go ahead and stop with these prayers. Praise God. Sister Johnny May, I want you to go ahead and pray for Pastor Sim's cousin that we've been praying for a while, but she hadn't gotten over this COVID. Now the deep depression is coming on her, and she's not talking. So I want you to pray for her and also her supervisor that fell into bad depression. Okay, Minister Brenda, Mother McCormick, Mother McCormick, you can pray for Apostle Burton and Pastor Burton, and also cancel that assignment of anything the enemy tried to bring on our sister for the kidney stone test that she's taking. And Mother Willette, pray for the request for Apostle Mercy that we don't know whether there's something going on with her, with a stroke, or she says she sounds slurs, but whatever the condition is, that God will heal, and pray that there's no denying justify right there, too, and stuff like this about what's going on, not the one. So, and also pray for Brenda's two sons and also the grandson. So you take those right, that request. So we're taking in that order, Sister Evangelist, what am I saying? My goodness. Elder Johnny May, take that first one that I told you about, Pastor Sam, sort of. For the cousin and supervisor, Mother McCormick, for Sister Brenda, she asked for Pastor Burton and Pastor Bird. Pastor Burton, well, you put Bird in there too if you want to, but Brenda, for BJ, Pastor BJ, and also for Brenda about canceling that prayer for healing, that there will be no problems with her kidney stones that is not going to come up on her. And for Sister Rachel, test, and so forth like this. Mother Pastor Sims can pray for Sister Rachel's test. Glory to God for that blood work. Everything will come back fine. So y'all ladies got that? You can go ahead and pray. Start with Sister Sims. Sister Johnny May.
Amen. Father, we come before you this night. Lord God, we come. You told us you gave us authority to trample on the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So, Father God, we come against the enemy, the spirit of depression that's coming against Lady Sim's supervisor. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. We command every spirit that's not like you to loose her body and to leave her. God, give her the mind of Christ, Lord God. Let her think on things that are lovely, things that are pure, things that are of above, things that are of a good report. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that she'll think on the things of you, Lord God. And we can command the enemy to loose his hold off of her mind, her body, and her spirit. In the name of Jesus, her soul, her very soul, we command the devil to loose her. And, oh, Father God, we're praying for her sister. Hallelujah. I didn't really get the name that's on oxygen, Lord God. Oh, God, as I said earlier, you are the air that we breathe. Lord God, we come against everything, every obstacle that's hindering her from breathing on her own. Lord God, we ask you to open up her airways that she'll freely breathe the air of you, because you are the air we breathe, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask you to open up her airways, and we bind up depression even in her, in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy is coming against her with, we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to begin to speak to her. Holy Spirit, we ask you to begin to ring up praises on the inside of her, Lord God, that'll come out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's trying to hold her back, every impure thought that the enemy is speaking to her, Holy Spirit, we ask you to speak to her, Lord God, that she'll begin to speak songs of worship, songs of healing unto her, that she'll begin to sing it out, hallelujah, that she'll be set free from every hand of the enemy, hallelujah. And, oh, God, you'll get the glory out of it all. In Jesus' name we pray, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. What's wrong?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Okay. Is I next, Susan?
Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God. Lord, we just ask you to look down on a pastor. Was it Pastor Bird?
Pastor Bird and Pastor BJ, and then Brenda about the kidney stones.
Pastor Bird and Pastor BJ, Lord, and we ask you to touch right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know that you see the condition and the situation that they all are going through right now, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to look down on Apostle God. Give us strength, Lord God. Give us strength to go forward and to be able, Lord God, to carry on with the church, Lord God, with the people that's in the church, Lord God, knowing, God, that you're able, Lord, to help her to continue to go forward, God, and to stand and to be that shepherd that you want her to be in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray for if anything is wrong in any way, God, we ask you, Lord God, to take her through, Lord God. Help her to hold up, God. Help her to hold on, Father, knowing that you able, Lord, to give her the strength to stand. And, God, we ask you to look down BJ, Lord God. Look on her too, Lord God. Give her strength, Lord God, to go through the things that she has to go through. Touch those limbs. Touch her joints, Lord God. Lord, we know that you see what she goes through in time. We know that you are able, Lord God, because we know, God, that your word said by your stripes that she's already healed. She ain't trying to get healed. She's already healed by your stripes of Jesus Christ. And so, God, we claim everything that you will, Lord, do for her, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to bless her spiritual-wise and financial-wise, Lord God. And, Lord, look down on Minister Brenda, Lord God, about going to the doctor with the by the kidney stone. Lord, we know there ain't no kidney stone there. There's no kidney stone whatsoever. We thank God for a clean bill of health when she go to the doctor in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there'll be nothing there, nothing that they can see. They don't even understand what happened. But we know, God, what happened. We know, God, it was you, Lord God, that turned the thing around in the name of Jesus. So we put it in your hand because your word said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to those that believe. So we know, God, that brother already believed. She already made her request known unto you. So, God, we thank you for it right now. We touch and agree with her. We touch and agree with Pastor. We touch and agree with Pastor and Prophet. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Sue, you go ahead and pray, and then we're going to have Mother Willette pray that prayer for Sister Brenda's family and son.
All right. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you on behalf of Sister Rachel. And, Father, we know that Sister Rachel already knows that you are a healer because you've healed her so many times before. And, Father, we just ask whatever test that she has to take, when they come back, the results are more than perfect. Lord God, just give her patience, undergird her with your love, Lord. But we claim healing, and we know that she's in agreement with your word,
that she's healed, delivered, and set free from any physical, mental, spiritual disorder. And Lord, we thank you, we love you, and we give you honor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Welcome.
Mother Willette still there? Did she drop off?
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thought I had taken it off mute. Father God, in that name that's above every name, thank you, Lord God, that you already know about every situation, every circumstance. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that yes, you are our healer. Yes, Lord God, you said, ask and you shall receive. Glory be to God, and therefore we're asking you, Lord God, on behalf of Apostle Mercer. We lift her up, your servant, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. Father, you know her situation. You know what's causing the slurred speech. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray against, Lord God, any stroke, Lord God. We pray against, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, the enemy is trying to do, we cancel it and render it null and void, because you said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So as your authorized agents in the earth, we proclaim, declare, and decree deliverance for Apostle Mercer in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we cancel any secret assignments, plots, works, traps that the enemy has tried to bring against Apostle Mercer. We cancel them and render them null. And thank you that you taught us whatever we ask, believing that we receive, that we have it. So we pray the prayer of faith on her behalf, and we thank you that you are the mighty, hallelujah, powerful, wonderful, healing God in Jesus' name. And now, Father, in Christ Jesus, we lift up Sister Brenda. We pray for her sons, Father God. We pray for her grandson. First of all, Father God, we thank you that she's a woman of faith, and she's interceding for her sons and her grandson. We pray, Father God, that, Lord God, that your love, Lord God, will be manifest to them in such a way that they will know how much you love them and how much you want them, hallelujah, to become children of the kingdom of God. So we pray for their salvation. We pray, Lord God, that you will anoint a servant of yours. Put that servant in their path to minister a word and let your Holy Spirit draw them unto thee. And we pray for any of our children, Lord God, that are not yet where they ought to be at in Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus against the demon of deception that try to make people feel that they can do whatever they want to do. But, God, we don't want this type of attitude, so we pray against an attitude like that. We pray that, Lord God, our young people will begin to have, Lord God, a conscience for morality and doing what's good and right. And we know they can't do that except they know about the Lord Jesus and come to him. Father, we thank you and we lift up, Lord God, Sister Brenda's sons and her grandson. We pray that you work out the situation in their life. But first, Father God, work on their souls and draw them to you in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. We bless you right now, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Praise God. Anybody else? Praise God. And praise God for celebrating Apostle Burton's son, as I already mentioned, on 4th of July. The Lord blessed and gave his life to the Lord, and he's celebrating Jesus and exciting. We're praying for Stephanie, his wife, God, believing God for that, because if I haven't heard anything different, for her coming off of that ventilator. We believe in God for God's healing, deliverance, and most of all, salvation, and that her life will be turned around. And even as she hears the news of her husband, God give her a desire for more like never before when she come out of this, to give her life so they can walk together and be a light
to their children. We thank God, Gloria, for Elder Johnny May's daughter. I believe it was maybe a week now, or over a week, that she gave her life that Sunday to Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord. And thanking God that through coming through that brain surgery, that God bless her and her encouragement. Fell in my spirit, it's just encouragement that she stay focused, and him too as well, that they will continue to stay on the path that God has for them, and they will not look back other than for a testimony, what they came out of in their lives, or they're looking to the Lord, over to God, and pray God's blessings upon them as they walk this journey in the name of Jesus, and pray they seed be blessed and healed and delivered to as they see a difference in, glory to God, the parent. Lord, we ask you to cover them under the blood and keep them protected in Jesus' name. We bless God. And we pray for the deacon with the 5 bypasses that's still on that ventilator, that God bless and deliver him and heal him. And pray and glory out for the family. Pray for their pastor as he's blessing her. Overseer McGuire, glory to God, that you continue to touch her body and bring her forth and keep her encouraged to continue to walk with the wisdom and discernment that God has given her for to be the shepherd over the ministry that God gave her with life-changing. And pray for her husband, Dr. McGuire, as well. Continue to keep their bodies healed and whole in Jesus' name. And God, we pray for all of our children right now with various things going on in their life, whether it be working or whether things are going on about their jobs or things going on in their homes. God, we pray, glory to God, for them, their husbands and their wives. We pray, glory to God, for them and their children. Pray for the encouragement that they'll be strengthening. And those that are saved, they'll draw nigh closer to you. The ones that are not, that the words start penetrating their hearts. The time for a change to give their life to the Lord. And God, that we continue to be an encouragement to our loved ones as well, a light, but let not whatever they're going through hinder us on the walk, glory to God, that we have on this journey. Help us to be determined like never before, to walk in the love of the agape, walk in forgiveness, walk with a determination, glory, let God's will be done as we be led by the Holy Spirit, and not to be denied and justified, and not to be lying either, in the name of Jesus. No white lie, black lie, all lies, and it can end up in hell, because he said all liars can end up there as revelation. But we're praying, God, that we'll be truthful, walking in the anointed, walking in faith, praying, glory to God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ as well in the name of Jesus, that we'll not, glory to God, allow ourselves to be yield to the temptation and always have a heart after God and also be in a mindset to repent and glorify the conviction of the Spirit of the Lord. Bring us into that place of walking in truth. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. Thank you for the healing, the spiritual, natural, and the physical, and the spiritual, in the name of Jesus, because we are not exempt from pain. We are not exempt from temptation. We are not exempt, glory to God, from trials and tribulations. You say they will come, but be of good cheer. You've overcome the world, because greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. And cover us, God, as we go to the doctors. Pray before, pray while we're there. Pray, glory to God, hallelujah, even whatever medication, however, and not our feelings and emotions. Let us hear from the Spirit of the Lord and not be deceived by no manipulation or emotions from what may be us and can. We know who we serve, and glory to God, in him we live and move and have our being. And sometimes we might have to go through the process, but we stand in and look into you as the author, the finisher of our faith, as being our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one, the more-than-enough God. And Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Mekadesh, our God that sanctify everything we need is found in you. We love you today, God, and we appreciate you. God, I thank you for all that you've done and doing and still doing in our lives. Cover us all under the blood. And thank you, Lord God, even with this, whatever the fire alarm kept going on in, God, thank you. Even when I have to step out of the, God, you still gave me wisdom how to let the ministry still go on without allowing, glory to God, the interference, glory to God, even though we had to leave out of our apartment. You are such an awesome God. And thank you, glory to God, that the fire, whatever it was going in, whoever's apartment, did not spread and cause any other complications or problems. You are that kind of God. I thank you for the blood covering and the protection over us every day and every night. And God, we bless you. And I ask a special prayer for Miss Imani right now. Touch your body, glory to God, while she's going through the process, and touch that that one inside. Press, glory to God, for Sister Johnny Mays. Glory to God, baby, to God, that's glory to God, being ready to be delivered soon. We're praying healthy and whole, no complications, problems, no defects, no setups, no problems with moms. Glory to God, or any of the children, any people that we know and don't know, God. Praying for blessed deliveries. Bind up all these defects and all these other kind of stuff and sickness and disease that the enemy try to bring up. And some things we know sometimes the mother don't always do what they're supposed to do in some of these situations. Maybe drugs, maybe this, that, and the other. But God, not a lot of children always have to suffer because of the things that the parent do. But God, we just pray healing and deliverance. And God, we just thank you that glory to be raised up in Jesus Christ to be used for your glory. You can call, if it don't be in the family, you can call somebody at school or somewhere in the streets or somewhere to minister and pour into their lives, sow seeds, glory to God, that cause their lives to turn around. God, we bless you, and we thank you so much for being the God of our salvation. And I thank you again for Sister Mercer, God, that she'll be back safely from her trip. And thank you for, even though Mother Alexander's not online and probably on another, taking care of other business with ministry, cover her under the blood and pray that she'll get the chance to take her trip, glory to God, to her country as well. In the name of Jesus, we love you, appreciate you, and adore you. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against these prayers tonight and to what we have prayed in time past and the prayers yet to come. And pray you touch Pastor Bird, glory to God, body now tonight as well. We love you tonight, and we bless you, and I give glory and honor. We bind Satan, all his liquors, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, be eradicated right now, dismantled, and uprooted, and gone back to the dry place, and once again, loose God's anointing for his will to be done. Peace, joy, and the anointing to flow, and we thank God for the last part of praying, glory to God, for Pastor Prophet Mitchell, that will be our speaker for Sunday, on the fourth Sunday, that God bless her and use her for his glory. And we seal it in Jesus' name. And we loose God's blessings and anointing and financial blessings and encouragement and healing to all, glory to God, that our ears that are hearing, glory to God, the sound of my voice, and for families, loved ones, and the people that we have on the altar as well. Keep us, Lord. God, and even these tests, Lord, even for myself this week, all these doctor's appointments, Lord, we're believing they're just going to be follow-ups and other things, glory to God, and anything the enemy already plotting, planning, already being eradicated. Give wisdom in the midst of all of it, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We love you. Glory to God. And we'll be in touch.
We
love
you. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Praise God. Praise God.
God
bless. I love you. Can't nobody do like Jesus. We love you. Mm-hmm. Keep that praise going. We praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that was Laura, that I was praying for. And that's our mother, because I don't know if I said Rachel when I've been meaning Laura, but all those prayers for Miss Laura. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
And pray for Karen.
Karen. Who is Karen?
You remember the lady that comes on? I just thought about her. Pray for her, too.
Well, Lord, we bless you to touch Karen right now. You know what she's going through, and touch her and encourage her and strengthen her. And Lord, I give her wisdom to hear the voice of God and be obedient to God. Pray for Sister Parker as well, God. Let her not get caught up in the moment, but hear the voice of God through all the things that's going on around her as well, and not let her emotions take over. But, Lord, let your will be done in her, God, in Jesus' name. And we just pray for stability for all of us, God, to just not buckle down and not let a circumstance going on around us manipulate us to make the decisions too hasty or too slow. And, hey, hallelujah, God, help right now in Jesus' name. You know the tricks of the enemy. You know sometimes on the desires of people's heart don't always line up with you because they forget about the part delighting in you. Delight that I will become his will in the name of Jesus. I will is his will. Oh, God, for it to be manifest in Jesus' name. So, God, we ask you to do it now. And, God, let praises ring and not meditation on our problem, because anything we meditate on more than you become an idol. So we want to meditate on you and your word and your promise. So if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can act with faith and no glory to God.
Yes.
It shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the honor. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And help us to get back over to God, because the ones that even left on the last. Help us to get back to that little study to get before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not let this time just get by us in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, for these little grandbabies. Hallelujah. Oh, these little ones, God, let them be led in the right direction in the name of Jesus. Rail up, Lord, so can have a life for Christ and not allow the enemy to take away, glory to God, what God has already planned for them in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we love you today. We appreciate you. Touching Marty's body right now. She's going through COVID. They got some of that pain of the baby stretching and whatever else is going on. We are praying that you would touch her right now, strengthen her as she going to work every day. Glory to God. Still standing. Glory to God. You bless her and keep her and keep her mind set to even want to work, but strengthen her body too. Blessing common leader. Glory to God too as well. Some things they got before the Lord, and I pray, God, that you will bless and give her wisdom with all these jobs. God, give her wisdom to give God. Hallelujah. Even though, glory to God, there's nothing wrong with heaven, but let God be first. Hallelujah. Even though she's striving and going to church and seeking God, but this, glory to God, shortcoming over there with giving these multiple jobs, God, help her to have wisdom and let God show her how to go in and come out and on some of these jobs in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a desire to pray and seek the face of God for other people and even for herself. But Lord, help her in that area. But help us all by whatever our shortcoming in any part of our lives, in all of us. We may see this one and this one. We may see that in us. Somebody may see something else in us. But Lord, help us to pray one for another so we can build ourselves up in our most holy faith, build up each other and encourage each other so we won't allow the enemy to come in and steal from us in the name of Jesus. Because the good thing they'll always mean is the thing that God say do right now. We got to hear you, God. We need you. And thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for spreading us every day. And help us to stand on your word and your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind you up today right now. And we loose you from your sound because we know, Lord, you're out there looking for a way to trip us up a snare. But we plead in the blood of Jesus, standing on the promise. And God, whatever's going on in our bodies, whatever's going on in our minds and things we can't see on the inner side of our, on the other side of this skin, you know what's within in the name of Jesus. So we speak divine healing and touching every plot, plan, scheme to try to take our health. We rebuke, bind, and loose and every trick over to God to try to take us out or either come against our families or to try to get us discouraged. We bind you up. We bind up depression, oppression. Every trick, spread, plan, and plot you got be eradicated. And we pray for our long-term memory and short-term memory, that we'll have the memory and we'll be able to go have the mind of Christ, and we will go to God, recall the things that you want us to recall in Jesus' name, and especially the word. And God, we thank you for our sisters right now. Glory to God for them even being behind. Glory to God. Mother McCormick, glory to God. Sister Rachel, glory to God. Sister Laura, God, and myself, God. Even that just left, we're still thanking you as we cover all the rest of them under the prayers. For all the rest of them that already left all the off the line, bless them too, God, under the anointing in the name of Jesus. But help us, God, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor in advance. Hallelujah. For what you're already working out, what you're already doing for us. All that the promises of the Lord and the rich and making us know, God. We lift you up, God, and give you glory. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our counselor, our prince of peace. Oh, what a magnificent God you are. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the promise. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you, Lord God, for the love you gave us and love you back with. Thank you for making a way, God. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for the one that needs to be closed. Thank you for blessing our family and healing and delivering and bringing them back here. Thank you for the provisions, God, for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Thank you for touching our minds and our bodies. Thank you for the prayer, God, to give us the mind to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you for God, our blessings, and to learn how to obey. Thank you how you teach us how to be faithful. Thank you how you teach us how to be committed. Thank you how you teach us how to be loyal. and pledge our allegiance to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, even the power of evangelizing. Oh, to be a witness. God, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. And as our sisters say, we know this, but God, help us to do it more, even in our praises, even in our thanksgiving. Oh, even in glory to God, uplifting your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. But most of all, help us to keep the faith and glory and stand on your word and obey it. In the name of Jesus. So we love you. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. Let us not get fat. Help us strive for more you. But when we get weak, let us lift the other one up. Hallelujah. And let us not draw back. We know the Spirit of the Lord is telling us to do something. Whether it's to call somebody, whether it's to go someplace, whether it's to do something, whether it's to get in the Word, whether it's to rest. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be. Help us to be more faithful. In the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We love you in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you even for visions that are being made. Oh, God, thank you even for blessing us to have a place we can lay comfortable down in our own beds and sleep and rest and rise back up, God. We thank you. Glory to God. Oh, touch us, God. Touch these bodies. Touch these minds. Oh, God, touch our brothers and sisters' minds and them, glory to God. Encouragement and faithful, God, faithful. Touch our pastors and our leaders, God. Help them, glory to God, to be more tuned into how to lead your people. In the name of Jesus, God, don't let it be no flesh on parade with them or us. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, we pray for cleansing in the body of Christ. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Glory from the pulpit all the way down. Glory to God, to the layperson and the babies. Jesus, oh, God, we love you today. Open our eyes and open our understanding and clarity of thought. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I bless you. I bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep working it out that you may be glorified. Turn things around for our good. You're working in the background. Help us and keep the faith that you're doing it. Wait on the Lord and give good service. And Lord, let us not be on a high just because we're praying. Glory to God, so when the trial comes, help us to still have that same joy. Oh, to be able to still stand. No, we're coming out. We might be going through it. Going through it. But we're coming out too as well. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Find up all these little spirits that try to pop up out of our past. They try to, glory to God, bring us back in some things to remind. Oh, glory, remind us, oh, glory to God, but I remind you, God then brought us through and brought us out. So I thank God for the victory. I don't live in my past. Hallelujah. I live for what God blessed me to go now, looking to him, looking up to the hills. Glory to God, standing on the promises. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. If those voices try to come, we got to rebuke and bind it and don't get caught up in it. Oh, God, I just thank you for bringing me out, bringing me through. Thank you, God, because you're worthy of the praise. If it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? God, I bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, for God, blessing us to have sweet rest and sweet sleep, meditating on your goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In your name, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. You're so good. How great thou art. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Sweeter than any honeycomb. And anything else that's sweeter than that, we still thank you that you're sweeter than anything. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can even conjure up, think, or even try to imagine. You're just that kind of God. You're so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Encourage my soul and let us journey on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. A wonder-working God. Even things we can't even talk about, you still a wonder-working God. Thank you, how you hear us. Hear and cover us, God. Things in our past and even things right now. Thank you, how you hear us. Glory to God. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, because us to soar above those things. Hallelujah. Standing on the promises of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Drop the scales off our eyes so we can see. See clearly. Unstop our ears that we can hear clearly. Bless in our hearts, God, with no hardness there so we can be able to allow you to come in and plant and water whatever you need to grow in the fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Word our mouth that we'll speak indeed and decree and declare what you say. And when our emotions try to get in the way to say other things, we got to remind ourselves, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So is the man thinking of his heart, so is he. We want to think on the goodness of the Lord. We want to have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Life. Health, wholeness in you. Thank you for the benefit, glory to God. Delivering us from diseases and sickness and sin in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you. You're so good. You're so good, God. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy. We just
praying blessings upon you all, blood covering, angels being camped, sweet rest and sleep till we meet up again, and prayerfully I can get these calls out so we can start getting our meeting together. We're going to believe God for our little time together and study that we haven't done in a while. But ladies, we're going to say good night and speak blessings upon you. Amen and amen.
God bless.
I love y'all.
I love you too. Praise God. Good night. Shalom in Jesus' name.
Good night.
Angels in camp.